And top of the morning to all of you out there who are not in Ireland. This is Tom O'Harris and welcome to Tom O'Harris Live. Today is an Irish special. So if you've been to Ireland, or you like going to Ireland, or if you're from Ireland, or you like all the things Irish, please feel free to Skype into the show. And the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. Okay, so enough of the Lucky the Leprechaun type talk out there. Hello, everybody. This is Tom. Welcome to Tom Harris Live and our Irish special. So we do have some topics for today. The topics are, have you ever been to Ireland? If you have, what is your favorite part of Ireland? If you haven't been to Ireland, then what is your favorite Irish thing? All right, we have some special Irish games today. You can play Irish Name the Riff, or perhaps some Irish 4x4. So I'm going to do the Name the Riff a little bit differently today, and I have special Irish Name the Riff today. I just want to do a shout-out here to Sahil, who is messaging us from Afghanistan. Hello, Sahil. And, of course, if anybody would like to call in, please feel free. So the Name the Riff thing hasn't really been working the way I had hoped it would. So I'm going to do the Name the Riff thing a little bit more like Paul Edwards does his Name the Clip thing, though I'm not copying him. Honestly, I'm not really. And so I'm going to go ahead and play all three of the riffs. And then, of course, they have one medium, one easy, and one difficult. And the first person who can identify all three should Skype in, and they will win a prize. All right, so here we go with Irish riff number one. And if you can identify that riff, please feel free to Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. And now we go on to Irish clip number two. That sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? All right, so then we move on to Irish clip number three. So if you can identify all three of those Irish clips, please feel free to Skype into the show. And once again, the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. If you're in the UK, there is a phone number, but I don't have it in front of me, so I can't give it to you at the moment. If you're listening from the United Kingdom Radio website, you can, of course, go find it there. But it only works, of course, if you're in the U.S. Or the U.S. No, it doesn't work in the U.S. I'm sorry. It only works if you are, in fact, in the UK. It's a local London number and not a premium rate number. So, of course, anybody can call in. Now, this I'm kind of surprised I'm even here at all this morning. This has been a crazy, crazy weekend. And I know I say that a lot, but it's just Pete and I are doing a lot of stuff this weekend. And the thing that we're doing this weekend is the Anime Central Convention, which is a big anime convention here in Chicago. Now, it seems a little odd for me to be doing an Irish special when I've been surrounded by Japanese things all day long. It's just terrible. But it's been a real good time. And I know I talked a little bit about the C2E2 convention that we went to a few weeks ago, and that's sort of the big geeky convention that a lot of us here have gone to a few weeks ago. Now, here's another topic for the show. What are you geeky about? Because, you know, really, anime and manga and that sort of thing, it's mostly what Pete's into. Not really what I've been into traditionally. I've been more of the comics and sci-fi sort of thing. Pete has been more into the manga and anime sort of thing. And there's a lot of crossover between the two worlds. So you can go to an anime convention, you see people dressed up as Batman. But it's not as common. And Bob, I don't know, has a guess at the riffs and is not correct on any of them. Sorry about that, Bob. Please feel free, of course, Bob, to call into the show because always a delight to talk to you. So anyway, I talked about in my very first live show, I talked a little bit about the C2E2 convention and how it was the largest collection of virgins outside of your average kindergarten class. And I think that it's fair to be said. You know, anybody who's hung out at comic book conventions, sci-fi conventions, knows exactly what I'm talking about. The anime people, now this is a really interesting difference. The anime people who are out there, even though there is a lot of crossover, seems to be kind of a basically different group of people. Because, A, the group tends to be a bit younger than your average comic book crowd. Two, they have a lot better personal hygiene. And I think as a consequence of that, three, they seem to be people who actually get laid. The other big difference in the anime scene, there's two really. The first is that I think probably 60% of the anime scene are female. That's a huge difference from the comic book scene, which is really still male dominated even after all these years. And there was another one, wasn't there? Oh, the. You know, you'll have to excuse me. I'm a little bit punchy this morning, and that's because I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night. But what was I going to say? Oh, they're a lot very enthusiastic about their fandom and about dressing up, and that's something. You know, at a comic convention, you are going to see people dressed up. You know, people dress up as comic book characters, people dress up as TV characters, etc. And I think the ratio of, you know, costumed to non-costumed attendees at these comic conventions is something like, you know, 10 to 1, maybe even a larger difference, you know, maybe 20 to 1. But at anime conventions, the difference is much, much narrower. There's a lot of people running around in costume. Some of these costumes are incredibly well done, and you do see the sort of the same ones every year. This is my third Anime Central, and I'm seeing some of the same people in the same costumes. It's funny how you do remember them. And so that's been pretty exciting. And it has been a crazily busy last couple days. I took a half day off work yesterday. And Pete came and picked me up at work. We went and had a quick lunch. And then we went right out to Rosemont, out to the convention. And our main thing for Friday night, always, is their Anime Hell, which usually starts at 10 in the evening and goes to midnight, and then Midnight Madness, which comes after that. And Anime Hell is kind of this interesting selection of clips, and they're not usually anime clips. They're usually things that you see on the internet, things that you see, you know, on television, the Onion News Network. They show a lot of these little snippets of things. And it's really, really funny most of the time, really, really quite amusing. And that was excellent this year. Last year, I thought it was kind of, the year before that was the first time I'd been there. So, of course, it was awesome. And I think that this year was pretty, pretty good, too. And then after that, they show fan dubs of various things. And this is for people who don't know what a fan dub is. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to. If you do know what a fan dub is, that's fine. And I don't mean to talk down to anybody, of course. But what you want to do is you get an anime series that you're fond of, and you do a parody dub. So you do your own voices, you do your own editing and so forth, and you create your own little story. And these things can be quite long. I mean, they can be, you know, an hour or two long. Most of them are about a half an hour, but you never know. And we stayed for one of them last night, and it was a Slayers redub. It was just funny. That it was D&D in jokes everywhere. People who are geeky about role-playing in D&D would know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, all right, so I'm ready for some callers now. If anybody would like to call into the show, it would be much appreciated. I do always enjoy having calls. because we're 10 minutes in and nobody's called in yet. I'm not going to be cutting people off today, at least not as soon as I was last time. This is not a cutting people off Irish special. Oh, that reminds me. It reminds me of my favorite Irish joke. So I'll ask you the joke, and if you know the answer, you can call in. Why did the Irishman check to see if his stove was off twice? If you can answer that, be calling into the Irish special. And while I'm waiting for calls, I'm going to go ahead and play the music clips again. If, in case new people have tuned in, you can hear the Irish musical clip. So here we go. Here is Irish musical clip number one. Okay, and now on to Irish clip number two. And lastly, Irish clip number three. Christopher McGrath has successfully identified one of the three artists, but not the other two. The one that you guessed first, of course, is clip number one, the easy clip. So, Chris, if you want to call in, please feel free. I also see a few other people on. Bob's your uncle. You can call in. Yeah, yeah. Chris Reardon, I see Chris is on. That's good. Hello, Chris. I see Paul from Finland is on. So, Paul, if you want to call in, please feel free. I always like callers. And, in fact, I'm running out of things to say, so somebody please call. Please call, please. Yeah, I hate to whine and cry, but, you know, hey, if it'll get somebody to call, it's worth it, right? Bob, your uncle says that she can't do an Irish accent. Call in, Will. Call in. Let's talk about this. So anyway, the Skype address, of course, is United Kingdom Radio, and I don't have the phone number in front of me, but if you're in the UK, we have a call here on Skype. Hello on Skype. Hello. Hello, Bob. Okay. All right. Well, just a moment, and we'll get Bob here on the line. Apparently, Bob has rung off. We'll get Bob on here to talk about anime with us. That'll be exciting. Here we go. Hello on Skype.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Lil. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Sale?
And how are you this morning?
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you, Lil.
Still Irish.
So what's your favourite thing about Ireland?
My descendants, because without them I wouldn't be here.
All right, where in Ireland were they from?
My ancestors even, duh, wrong way.
And where in Ireland were your ancestors from?
Southern Ireland on the left-hand side.
so like down near Kerry and all that area, the Ring of Kerry?
No, oh, shoot.
Or are they from Dingle?
I didn't know. That'll be the one.
Oh, you're there from Dingle. Oh, right. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a beautiful part of Ireland.
Thank you. Well, I don't know because I was adopted, so.
Ah, I see. Have you ever been to Ireland?
Northern Ireland as a child.
Okay. Well, if you listen to Gary Burton, he claims that Northern Ireland's not part of Ireland. We don't believe him, do we?
It's the politics, isn't it?
We don't believe him, do we?
Because that's a politics.
Because we'll whisper. Why are we whispering? Yeah.
Because we're talking about politics in Ireland.
Oh, right.
We don't want to do that anymore.
We don't want to offend anybody. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And by the way, anybody out there who is offended by my horrible Irish accent and stereotypical Irish talk, please don't. have a sense of humor. Anyway, Gary from Ireland, his Skype description says he's from Ireland. It doesn't say he's from Northern Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. So what were you saying about the anime?
My youngest one's really into anime and manga and the whole lot.
Cool. How old's your youngest?
So jealous.
How old's your youngest?
18 in a few weeks.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, that's really kind of typical age that I'm seeing. There's a lot of like 18, 19 year olds at this convention.
Yeah. He's been into it since forever. This one has.
I think really we're kind of on this whole generation of people who grew up watching anime, and that wasn't something that was very common when we were kids.
Well, that's right. Oh, come on. We only had black and white TV for like close 50.
I haven't had a TV for so long that I don't even remember.
I just remember once. Sorry, hang on.
No. What were you saying?
No, I just remember once he was about 14, 15, and he went down once and he used to collect all these books of things like Dragon Ball Z and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one he was really into. And he had to be 16 to buy it, so I had to go and buy it for him.
Yeah, that's one thing that's different about manga and anime. That you do have a variety of formats. Excuse me.
Yeah.
That are intended for various ages. So something like Dragon Ball Z, that would be intended for little boys. Actually.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. It's really kind of that's what they call a shonen series. It'd be like ages 8 to 12 boys.
Yeah,
and then you
started into it, you see, and then he moved on.
Right, right. My favorite manga is the series called Death Note, which is really sort of an adult series. There's no pornography or anything in it, but it really is written at an adult level.
Well, that's what I'm saying about this. Whatever this book was, and he'd already got a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, I went and bought it, and I thought, well, you know, 16, I suppose I'm going to have a look through it, really, hadn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at some of the pictures in it, and what's going on, I'm thinking, uh-huh, oh, well, never mind, he's a growing boy, maybe, you know?
Were there boobies?
Oh, yes, and the little girls in their little white, you know, little skirts with the long white socks and their little white panties.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm thinking, yeah.
He likes that stuff, huh?
Well, I think he's moved on from that one again. Oh, it's only about 14, 15, there, you know?
Right, yeah.
But then if you see I've seen it on the TV when you've seen the conventions in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all the middle-aged men going for that type of girl, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, the hentai stuff, the pornography, I mean, that's extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's extremely popular.
It's pedophilia by a different name, isn't it?
Sometimes, yes. I wouldn't say all the time. I think that there's a lot of that, but they don't look at it the same way as we do. Culturally, it's a little different.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I've looked at it and went, yeah, right. And then I've looked a little bit further into it to just check what he's getting into, you know.
Yeah. Well, that you're being a good mum.
Shh. Well, things like that. No. I dragged them up. I dragged them all up and I sent them all off. I'm left home alone on the weekends, so I can just get drunk and ring you up and annoy you.
I'm not getting drunk this weekend, certainly not.
No.
I am exhausted, though. It's been just a long day yesterday. We you know, not really doing anything, but, you know, you can get tired going to the bank, you know. And just,
yes.
Yeah. Especially when you're my age. And we went and...
Oh, come on, you're about a fortnight younger than me, aren't you?
I think I'm a little bit older than you, yeah. Not too much older.
I'm 94, you know.
What?
I'm 94, you know.
You're 94. Yeah, sure, you're 94. It means you had your kid when you were in your late 70s, right?
I think it's possible these days. How old was Charlie Chaplin when he had his son, his last child, or whatever it was?
Sorry, Tom, I can't take your call at the moment.
Yes.
Call back. Yes. No, that's all right. Tom Elkins doesn't listen to the show. He just likes to phone up the presenters. But Tom, if you are calling, if you are listening to the show, I do apologize. But what were you saying now? Sorry.
Charlie Chaplin, he was in his 90s when he last fathered a child, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how old is his wife, though?
About 13 or something, probably.
You know, maybe I'm the only one out there, but how many other people out there have never found Charlie Chaplin to be funny?
No, I've never really been into him.
I never have either. I've never thought that
Charlie Chaplin... he was quite talented in what he was doing when I look back at it years later.
Mm-hmm. I was watching some Charlie Chaplin short films about 2 years ago, and I was just really kind of struck by how mawkish and sentimental they were, and really not funny at all. There was some slapstick and, you know, people falling down, and I guess that's always funny, but yeah.
No, that's the stuff I really can't stand, but you have to remember the times they were all made in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very, very simple time. But, you know, from that era, I think that I really like Harold Lloyd. I really like. Talk about Irish people. Harold Lloyd.
Was he a plumpish guy? He used to play drunks quite a bit.
No, he was the guy who... he did a lot of physical comedy, but it was more...
Right.
And he had a very smart sort of little short films. They had some intellect to them. They weren't just kind of like the Three Stooges just hitting each other all the time.
I never got into them at all, but then again, that was a different country.
It's a guy thing. Yeah. I really think it's a guy thing. I think that the guys are more likely to be into the Three Stooges than girls. And I think it's just that laddie sort of humor that the Three Stooges have. And I prefer the Marx Brothers any day to the Three Stooges.
I never really got into them much either.
Well, yeah, different strokes.
I'm boring old soul. I never got into the chemical.
So what did you get into?
I like more offbeat stuff, like, I don't know as much when I was growing up. But recently it's more Goodness Gracious Me and things like that, which you probably never even heard of, have you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
I have the record.
It's absolutely fantastic.
I have the record of Goodness Gracious Me.
Not Peter Sellers' one.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, what was it then? I'm sorry, I probably don't know it.
The Asian TV series.
No, I don't know that one. Have you ever seen the movie East Meets East? Or East Meets West? I don't remember the name of it.
Is that the one set in London?
I think it's set in London. And it's about a Pakistani family.
Yeah, I've seen...
It was a play, and then they turned it into a film. I didn't like the film as much as the play.
Right, I've not seen... Because I do like lots of Bollywood films and things like that.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't Bollywood, though.
No, I know. It's English, about English family, mm-hmm. You know, growing up in the 70s or something like that, was it?
It was something like that, yeah. And they had the son was an art major, and he was sort of the outcast of the family.
Mm.
And he made the sculpture of a woman's, you know, woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I see films and then I forget.
I've forgotten the name of it. I think it's called The East Meets East or something like that. And the younger son, they're trying to arrange a marriage for him. And he's resisting that. The play was hilarious.
I'm picturing lots of family sitting around in the living room.
Yes. Yes.
The girls and the parents and stuff like that.
Yep. I think you've probably seen it then.
I think I probably have.
Yeah. But so do you want to have a go at Irish Far by Far?
Oh, I can't do anything.
What?
Go on.
Oh, okay. You're a little soft, love.
Sorry?
You're a little soft.
I am. I'm always soft.
Aww.
I'm trying to open a can discreetly, that's why.
Ah. You don't need to be discreet on this show.
It's Saturday afternoon, you know.
I mean, we're not sort of the, you know, loudly belching show that, you know, Ross Patsell would have, but you don't need to be that discreet.
Well, unfortunately, it was a different radio station's first birthday last night.
Oh, what station was that?
That was Swish. Gravity.
Gravity, okay. So who's on Gravity? Because I don't really know.
Well, Chris Reading is one of their sister stations, okay. Swish.
Yeah, I know he does Swish, yeah.
Right, so that's it all started off as Gravity.
Oh, that's Terry Turner's station.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was their first birthday last night, and I don't know, have you ever heard Di Fox on an afternoon?
No, I haven't.
You're going to have to listen to her one afternoon, or, you know, on the play bit or whatever one.
Right. The thing is,
she's hilarious.
I don't listen to a lot of the UK radio because it's on while I'm at work.
We can do this again.
What's that? Oh, can you do listen again? Oh, right. Yeah.
You can't podcast it, but you can do listen again.
Right. Okay. So do you know how 4x4 works?
No, but I'll have a guess.
Okay. It's like, I have four topics, four short answer questions, and it's timed. Okay. So I'll ask you four times to name four different things, and it's timed. And the current record holder at 39 seconds is Mikey Holt.
But he cheats.
Well, actually, he doesn't. He got disqualified. Did you hear about Paul's show?
Can I go for 39 minutes, please?
What's that?
Can I go for 39 minutes?
Yeah, sure. That'd fill up the show.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready to play Far by Far, the Irish edition?
Okay.
All right. We'll get some music here for that. Okay. I start the clock after I finish. Okay. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Name for me four famous Irish people.
Bono, The Edge, Phil Lynott.
One more.
And I don't know. Oh, come on.
Come on, one more.
The one.
Oscar Wilde. Four Irish cities.
Dublin, Belfast. Cardiff, it's Wales.
Four Irish animals.
Irish animals? Sheep, cows, pigs, goats, frogs.
Very good. Four things that are green.
Shamrock, clover, grass, and an Irish cottage.
All right, all right. 50 seconds.
That was pathetic. And I still can't think of another famous Irish person.
And you didn't name four Irish people, so. Well, there's
Google,
a lot of... Yeah,
Google, come back, Google.
James Joyce, Oscar Wilde. I'm trying to think of other famous Irish people. Laurie Mullen Jr., who you forgot, the other member of U2.
Can't stand U2.
What's that?
Can't stand U2.
You don't like U2? Mm. Well, I'm sure they like U2.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'd love to see you two live in concert. That's one band I wouldn't mind seeing live.
No, I used to work with somebody in the early '80s,
mm-hmm,
who kind of modelled himself on Bono.
Oh God!
And this lad was a right prick.
Uh huh.
And he dropped me in the poop at work.
Ooh.
And ever since then, I was like, I really hated you two because of it.
Aw. Oh well.
Then their music isn't really my taste either.
Who's this?
You too isn't really my taste of music.
Alright, yeah. Alright, well. Alright, Lil, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Okay.
Don't cut me off!
Yes!
And I'll let somebody else call in then. So it's as always, it's been lovely to hear from you. And if you feel like calling back in a bit, feel free.
You take care.
Alright.
Call in, people.
All right, good night then.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, the phone line is now open for anybody else to call in. Please feel free. The Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. And since nobody seems to be wanting to answer my Irish riddle, I'll go ahead and tell you the answer right now. So why did the Irishman check to see if his stove was turned off twice? To be sure, har, har. So there we go. All right, I'm going to go ahead and it is 1:30 the hour now, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play some Trails and take a drink of my coffee, and I'll be right back.
Hello, join me, Lee Mills, on United Kingdom Radio at 8 o'clock every Monday. We're going to be talking about the best topics and also we'll be taking in your phone calls too. We may play some games, so you can join in with that as well. And also, you can get involved with any of the topics that we have to offer. So join me every Monday, 8 p.m. on United Kingdom Radio.
Hello, I'm Paul Edwards, and you can join my show between 7 and 8 p.m. on a Monday evening on United Kingdom Radio. I'll throw in a couple of topics, you can call the show, and we can talk about them. That's how it works. It's simple. But I don't mind, you can also talk about whatever you want to. So go on, join me. You know you want to.
You know you want to? I do, too. I love Paul Edwards Show. Now, Paul Edwards sent me an email earlier today and to tell me that he could not be with us today. And the reason why he couldn't be with us today is because he's up in the Brecon Beacons today, hiking up a mountain. So awesome. I don't blame him. I think I would rather be hiking the Brecon Beacons than listening to my show as well. So good on Paul. All right. So if anybody else would like to call in, I would appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and play the music clips again. So if anybody can identify one of or all three of these Irish musical clips, one easy, one medium, and one hard, then please do. Here's clip number one again. And then, of course, clip number two. And number three. All right. So anybody wanting to call in should feel free to do so. The Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. So, to answer my own topic, now the topic was, have you ever been to Ireland? And yes, I have. I was in Ireland back in 2003 for 2 weeks, and I had a fantastic, I really, really enjoyed Ireland. And this was sort of a hiking vacation. That was how it was originally conceived. And decided to I flew into Shannon Airport and took the train from Shannon to Dublin. And the train system in Ireland is a lot different than it is from the UK. It's not as good, it's not as well developed, and so forth. It used to be a lot bigger than it is now, but they've switched over to more coaches and highways, and there's been a lot of development because of Ireland joining the EU. So Ireland is a changing country, and I don't know if all the changes are for the better. Many of the changes are for the better. Of course, the political situation is being much more stable in Ireland than it used to be. And the Good Friday Accords put an end to most of the troubles that was back in the latter part of the 90s. And everywhere I went, I had Irish people telling me how much they appreciated Bill Clinton, U.S. President Bill Clinton, for taking an interest in solving the problems of Ireland. And I was quite touched by that, because that's very different from the response that you might get in other parts of Europe towards Americans today. But I think that the Americans and the Irish have a pretty profound bond because there's so many Irish people or people of Irish descent living in the U.S. Now, as a matter of fact, I live in the city of Chicago, and we're in Illinois, and we actually have more than 250,000 Irish people living in Chicago. That makes us, if we were in Ireland, the second largest city in Ireland after Dublin. So there are a lot of Irish people. And, of course, we have here in Chicago this grand tradition of Irish politicians. For example, our mayor, Mayor Daley, is of Irish descent. So they have big Irish Day parades here. They have like the St. Patrick's Day parade, which is a huge deal. In the fall, they usually have Celtic Fest, which is also a huge deal. I really enjoy Celtic Fest. And if you love Celtic music of all types, whether it be Scottish, Irish, Welsh, Galician, whatever, that is the place to go. That is the don't miss thing. All right. Well, I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show, so I'll go ahead and do this now. Today in history, in 1941, the first jet flight took place over Cranwell in the UK. The jet engine was, in fact, invented in 1930 by Frank Whittle. I wonder if he flew over Ireland. In 1918, the first airmail service took place between Washington, Philadelphia, and New York City here in the U.S. In 1940, nylon stockings went on sale in the U.S. I wonder if any of them were green. And in 1981, oh, I can't read my writing here. Ah, in 1981, the 20 millionth VW Beetle was produced at the VW plant in Puebla, Mexico. Okay, and now, oh, and a very happy birthday to Madeleine Albright, who was the first female Secretary of State in the U.S., who is 73 years old today, but she's not Irish, so we don't talk about her on the show. All right, if anybody else would like to call in, please feel free. The Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. Interesting, we haven't heard from Gary. I was kind of expecting to hear from Gary Burton here on our Irish special. So, Gary, if you're out there listening, please feel free to call in, and or anybody else for that matter, and we can talk about whatever you want, Irish or not. Okay. So, anyway, I was talking about my trip to Ireland here, and I could probably talk about this for the whole rest of the show if I need to, but I would rather have calls, Phil, because I would rather have calls. Anyway, so I took the train from from Shannon to Dublin, and I really didn't have that much time. I only had 2 weeks, so I didn't want to waste my 2 weeks. And I decided what I was going to do is I was going to do a backpacker's bus tour of Ireland, and it's not like a coach tour. So don't think that it was like old people on a coach, and you stop at little restaurants and pubs, and then you get back on the coach and go on. It wasn't like that. The way they did this was an outfit called Tiernanog Tours, and they were based in Dublin, and it was a small bus. I say small, it was a large van, really, and about a dozen people. Now, you could do a three-day tour around the south of Ireland, or a three-day tour around the north of Ireland, or a six-day tour that kind of went all around Ireland. It was the whole thing, and that's the one I chose. And what I did, what I decided to do in that case was to take the six-day tour and then find a place along the way there that I wanted to go back to and go explore in more depth. And I figured, okay, that's a good introduction to Ireland. Unfortunately, and this hasn't always been the case, but unfortunately, Ireland is a very, very expensive place to travel. And it has become more expensive as time has gone on because they have this whole technology revolution going on there, and there's a lot of money now flowing into Ireland of that. Now, I think that's changed a little bit since I was there in 2003. But so we went from Dublin, and we sort of went clockwise around Ireland. We went through Tipperary. We stopped and saw some of the castles that Cromwell had come in and knocked down. We went to Cork. We stayed overnight in Cork. I believe that was the first night. We stopped in at some of the I'm blanking completely now on the sites that we saw. But we did go from Cork. We went sort of up through the Ring of Kerry. We stopped. We went through the big national park in Kerry, which is on a horse-drawn buggy, which was pretty exciting. Just gorgeous. You see pictures of Ireland all the time, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And you don't really appreciate how gorgeous it is until you see it in person. Pictures, as beautiful as they are, can't capture just how gorgeous it is. They talk about the green rolling hills, and all that is true. And then you have some areas like the Burren, which on the west coast of Ireland, which is just blasted rock and just extremely desolate, but still extraordinarily beautiful. And of course, all through history, there's has been a high population of people traditionally living in those areas. And then, of course, in the 1850s, you had the potato famine, and a lot of people went to America, and so forth. But anyway, we kind of explored the Ring of Kerry a little bit. Fagash Lil asked, did you kiss the Blarney Stone? I was told I did as a child. I did. I kissed the Blarney Stone. Actually, Blarney Castle was, I think that was one of something we did on the second day, early in the morning. And to be honest, Blarney Castle, it's a tourist trap, you know, but the, what I found really interesting about Blarney Castle wasn't so much the castle, though we did go up the tower and we did kiss the Blarney Stone. Now, here's a piece of trivia for you. Most people who have gone to Blarney Castle and have kissed the Blarney Stone actually haven't kissed the Blarney Stone. And I was told this by one of the guides at Blarney Castle. Maybe he was filling me with Blarney, but the Blarney Stone is a smooth piece of limestone. Nobody really knows where it came from. Possibly came from the Middle East. That's what tradition holds, is that it was brought back from the Middle East by somebody who went there on a pilgrimage. But most people don't want to lean that far back. They have a fear of leaning as far back as you need to kiss the Blarney Stone. So they kiss the stone above it, which is the stone of nothing. And so they don't get the gift of gab because they're too afraid to kiss the actual Blarney Stone. I did actually kiss the Blarney Stone. So that is something I did do. And then after that, we went up to Galway. And I think that of the bigger Irish towns that I went to, I like Galway the best. On the West Coast, it's a beautiful little town. It's a very charming little town. And there's a lot of English towns that are very similar. I think it was also one of the more English cities in Ireland. But we had kind of a full afternoon to kind of wander around in Galway and see the sights. Fagashal says she was about four and the baskets hung me down there. Really? I never heard of that. Oh, they lower you down in a basket? I've never heard of that. Anyway, I was talking about Galway, wasn't I? So Galway was really, really exciting. I really liked that. And wandered around there for the whole afternoon, had a nice lunch, got to see some of the sights there. We have a call coming in. Hello on Skype.
Hello.
Hello, and who is this?
My name is Tom.
My name is Tom as well. Hello, Tom. How are you?
All right.
Good. So are you listening? Are you listening to the show this afternoon?
Yeah.
You are? Oh, hello. So this is the first time you've called me. Where are you from, Tom?
Southampton.
Where's that? Speak up.
In England. Sorry.
You're in England, okay. And have you ever been to Ireland?
No, not really.
Not really. What does that mean? Does that mean you kind of were in Ireland?
No, never been to Ireland.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
All right. So, I'm sorry?
I'm a bit nervous, right? Cool. United Kingdom for a while.
Oh? Well, why are you nervous then?
And you're new, ain't ya?
I am new, yes.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
And welcome to you to United Kingdom Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's very kind of you I've been on, this is my third show.
Yeah, I didn't realize until today that you were on there.
Oh, you'll have to check in more often. Gary, I see you're trying to call. I'll call you back in a moment. I'm sorry?
Do me a favor. Let you go, and then you can call Gary.
All right, then.
I don't mind, all right?
All right, well, thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, if Gary wants to call you, I'll go and call you, all right?
All right. Right. Cheers, Tom.
You go. I know. All right?
Cheers. Hello on Skype. Hello? Gary? Gary was trying to call me there, but I guess I didn't answer soon enough for him. Feel free to call back, Gary. Anyway, as I was continuing, I was in Galway, and then we went kind of up the west coast, and we stopped along the way in Waterford. Not Waterford, I'm sorry. Was that the right town? No. That's not the right town. We did stop near Kirkpatrick, the St. Patrick's Mountain. And then kind of up the west coast, up through, you know, County Donegal and up in that area. And we passed through, now during this time, we passed through Connemara, right up along the west coast. And that, to me, seemed to be really extraordinary. Really did enjoy going up that west coast area. It was a lot, it reminded me a lot of Scotland, actually. And I really love Scotland. So it really was gorgeous. And that I decided during the course of the trip that that was where I was going to go back to. And so after the thing, I was going to go back there. So anyway, we went up the coast through County Sligo, Donegal, and then sort of westward into Northern Ireland. And we stayed overnight in Eldarry, Londonderry, Derry, if you prefer. I know it's a politically contentious thing. I don't like the name Londonderry, but anyway. So we stayed in Derry, and we saw some of the sites in Derry, some of the, you know, the places where they had the problems, you know, the Derry massacres, the Easter massacres and all that. And it was very moving. It was a very somber sort of visit to Derry, but we did enjoy Derry, and it was a good trip. Went east from Derry, towards the Giant's Causeway. Spent a little time in that area there. And for those of you who don't know what the Giant Causeway is, it's the series of basalt cliffs that were cooled at a certain temperature and it made this unique sort of hexagonal shape to the crystal formations there. And it's just really, really interesting. Excuse me. Very, very interesting part of Northern Ireland. And Paul in Kotka says, did you see the Dairy Queen? Yes. Yes. In fact, we did. Yeah, it's true. I went to a gay bar in Derry and had a pint, and yes, there were Dairy Queens there. Yeah, Paul, if you want to call in, please do. And then from Giant's Causeway, we went down towards Belfast, and we stayed the night in Belfast. And the day after we got there, because we got there fairly late in the evening, we went on what's called the Black Taxi Tour of Belfast. And Belfast is a really interesting place, not only because of the sort of the surveillance society that they have developed, and they have these towers everywhere, the police towers, and everyone has eavesdropped on, and maybe not so much now, but certainly back in the 70s when there were still troubles. But the Black Taxi Tour is a sort of an outreach sort of designed to bring people together. It was a very interesting sort of tour. And they have these taxi drivers in Belfast, some of whom are Catholic, some of whom are Protestant. And they get together and they do these tours. And you have they work in teams, one Catholic and one Protestant. And they take you around Belfast to various parts of Belfast and various neighborhoods and say, okay, this was where some of the troubles were. This is why, you know, and they show you the murals, the sort of, the nationalist murals, the people who are very anti-Catholic. And then they take you to Catholic neighborhoods and show you some of their neighborhoods and so forth. I don't know how else to call them. And they talk about it, and they, you know, it's a very rational discussion between, you know, these taxi drivers, and I think it's really good. And then there's a place where you you stop and you can do graffiti, you know, so it's a wall full of graffiti, and they take you there, and you can leave your mark on the wall, which I did. And then that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the end of the tour. But, you know, anybody who is in Belfast, I definitely would say, you know, that is something that especially if you're interested in the recent history of Belfast, to go ahead and do that tour. I don't remember how much it cost, but it wasn't very much. You get about, I think it was 4 people per taxi, and I think it was about £5 to do that tour, maybe more now because that was back in 2003. Anyway, from Belfast, we went down the coast, down the east coast of Ireland, and back we stopped at the Hill of Tara, sort of that's the traditional seat of the Irish kings. not to be confused with Tara in Gone with the Wind. We stopped at Monaster Boys, and I talked a bit about this on my pre-recorded show a few weeks back when I was talking about Christian syncretism. And yes, I do a pre-recorded show. You can go listen to that. It's a little more serious than this program. This program tends to be more on the silly side, but the pre-recorded show can be heard at TomHarrisUSA.com. And that's a little bit more serious, as I said, very different from the show. But at any rate, we visited the High Crosses at Monaster Boys and then back into Dublin again. And that was the end of the trip. Now from Dublin, I decided, as I said, I decided to go back to Connemara because that was the area that I really, on that sort of whirlwind tour, decided I really wanted to see more of. So I decided I was going to hike the part of the Western Way between Oterard, which is sort of on the west coast north of Galway, and between Oterard and Lannan, which is sort of a little bit further up. It's about, I think it's about 40 miles or something, maybe not quite that. So it's a two-day hike, essentially. And went to Oterard, stayed in the youth hostel there. They had sort of a backpacker's hostel there, stayed there, and then set out. Now, the first day of the hike of the Western Way, you kind of parallel Loch Corrib. And there's a lot of marsh, there's a lot of fen, a lot of mud, and you get really, really bogged down and dirty and all that. And it's not the most pleasant hiking experience, but it is gorgeous there, obviously. The natural beauty of Connemara, it can't be denied. And then overnight you stop in Mome. And Mome is not a very big town anymore, but that area of Connemara used to have something like 2 million people living in that area. Now there's fewer than 50,000, and that was largely because of the potato famine. But stopped in Mome overnight and then went from there to visit the Holy Well at Mome, which is a Celtic holy site which the Christians kind of stole. And they invented some kind of legend of St. Patrick going there and driving snakes out of Ireland or something. And from there, the second day of this hike was over mountains. It couldn't be more different from kind of slogging through the moors as it did on the first day. And that was just a rough 20-mile hike that day from Mome to Lannan. And when I went to Lannan, there were no B&Bs available, so I had to stay in the really expensive hotel. But that was cool, and that was kind of the end of my Irish trip. Anyway, if anybody else out there would like to call in, please feel free. Gary, you were trying to call earlier, and I was on the phone with Tom. If you want to call in, please feel free. Also, Paul, if you would like to call in, that would be very much appreciated. So once again, I'm going to play the Irish clips, if anyone would like to have a go at those. And here's clip number one. And clip number two. And let's not forget clip number three. And there's the three clips for anybody who would like to call in. Bob I Don't Know says, thank you for that wonderful trip around Ireland. It seems that as a child I have been to both Northern and Southern Ireland. And I am pants at music. Aw. All right. Well, thank you, Will. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to phone Gary because he tried calling me earlier. And I'm just a little bit of quiet here. Sorry about that. All right. Well, no answer from Gary. So if anybody else would like to call in, please feel free. We have about 5 minutes left to the show. And so any calls would be appreciated. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed my little travels around Ireland travelogue. I know it wasn't that wonderful, but to be honest, I'm not at my best at the moment. And that's because I was up all freaking night. So if anybody would like to call in and chat for the last 5 minutes of the show, oh, we have somebody on Skype. Hello on Skype.
Faith and Begorathon.
Faith and Begorathon, how are you?
Fine, fine.
It's a fine day.
Lucky Charms cereal.
Lucky Charms. So what are you doing today, Paul?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to your wonderful show.
Hi. Well, we have also on the line here Gary from Northern Ireland. And how are you, Gary?
Hi. Well, we have also on the line here.
Hello? Hello? Are we still on the line with Gary? Hello, Paul, are you still there?
Hi.
Oh, good. We supposedly have Gary as well with us here on the line. So, Paul, what is your favorite part of Ireland?
I took a train ride from Dublin to Galway.
Mm-hmm.
And on the train ride, there was a hen's party. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. 20 drunk women that had shopping bags full of beer, and they were drinking the beer on the train.
Uh-huh.
Drunk out of their mind. It was the best train ride I've ever been on.
Are you saying that all Irish are drunks?
No, Just the ones on the train.
So the train is like a moving pub.
Yes, it was an interesting train ride.
Now I know that you and your wife went to Galway, and where else did you go?
Dublin, Galway, and then we took the boat over to the Aran Islands, mm-hmm. of Galway.
And of course, Aran is being known for their sweaters.
Yes.
Or jumpers, as they would say over in Ireland. Yeah. So do you want to have a go at the 4x4 game?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So Paul is going to go ahead and play 4x4 here. Let me get my 4x4 music up. Sorry about that. Okay. Here we go. 4x4. The timer begins when I finish answering the first question. All right. Name four Irish counties.
County Cork. County... I don't know.
Keep going.
The one next to it. Next question.
Okay, I think we can pretty much say that you didn't win 4x4 today.
I wasn't prepared for county. I was prepared for Irish people.
Well, I did that on the last one.
A leprechaun. I was so prepared.
Now, Gary is calling again. Oh, dear. Sorry about that, Gary. You got to call in when I don't have a call, maybe. So much for that. I'm not having much luck with this 4x4 lately, am I? It's not a trick question. Oh, well.
Well, I'm cutting you off.
You're cutting me off. All right. Well, take care, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Cheers. All right. Gary, if you'd like to call in for the last minute of the show, please feel free. I saw that you had called while I was talking to Paul there. So please feel free to call in if you'd like. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. Sorry that... It has been kind of a crap show today. I do appreciate the callers that I've had, and hopefully next week will be a little bit better when I've had a little bit more sleep, because that's one of the things that has been sorely lacking with me today. I was hoping to have an in show guest today, but that hasn't happened. So unfortunately, that's it for today. Sorry, Gary, I wasn't able to get you on. I did try, but I couldn't hear you talk. So anyway, from Tom at Tom Harris Live, this is Chicago, Illinois, signing off. We'll see you next time.